This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An unprecedented spate of deadly wildfires raging across the state of Oregon kept more than 500,000 people, about one of every eight residents, under evacuation alert Friday, even as weary firefighters took advantage of improved weather to go on the offensive against the blazes. The wind-driven have destroyed thousands of homes in a matter of days, making Oregon the latest epicenter in a larger summer outbreak of fires, sweeping the western United States, collectively scorching a landscape the size of the state of New Jersey and killing at least two dozen people. Although at least four lives were known to have been lost in Oregon this week, the governor, Kate Brown, has warned the death toll could grow far higher and said on Friday that dozens of people had been reported missing in three fire-stricken counties. A Northern California wildfire that destroyed a foothill hamlet has become the state's deadliest blaze of the year, with at least 10 people confirmed dead, and searchers are still looking for more than a dozen missing people. Authorities say the North Complex fire near the small city of Oroville that exploded in wind-driven flames earlier in the week is advancing more slowly Friday after the winds eased and smoke from the blaze shaded the area and lowered the temperature, allowing firefighters to make progress. That was a change from the hot weather and gusty winds that took 2 days earlier and sent flames exploding through the foothills. U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic rival Joe Biden marked the 19th anniversary of the September 11th attacks at memorials Friday, and their differences in style were sharply on display. Mr. Trump vowed in a speech at the Shanksville, Pennsylvania site where hijacked Flight 93 crashed in a field that America will always fight back. In New York, meanwhile, Biden laid a wreath after attending the annual commemoration at Ground Zero and comforted family members of several people who died in the Twin Towers. This is VOA News. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says authorities have captured a U.S. spy near a pair of refineries in Venezuela with specialized weapons and a large sum of dollars. Maduro alleged Friday on state TV that the spy was a Marine who had served in CIA operations in Iraq. He offered no proof, though. He said the suspect was being interrogated. The claim emerges as Venezuelans endure a second nationwide gasoline shortage this year, despite having the world's largest oil reserves. Maduro says authorities also dismantled a plant or plot this week that was aimed at blowing up a third refinery. The Saudi-led coalition in Yemen launched an attack early Saturday on two targets in the capital, Sana'a, which is controlled by the Houthi movement. A resident and a spokesman for the Yemeni army told Reuters the coalition launched nine airstrikes on a military engineering camp in the headquarters of the National Security Apparatus. Spokesman said the coalition had targeted a meeting of high-level Houthi leaders at the camp. Bombings in the city have been relatively rare since September 2019, when Saudi Arabia launched indirect talks with the Iran-aligned Houthi movement, which it has been at war with since 2015. Conflict has led to what the United Nations describes as the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Saturday's attack comes after the Houthi group said it had attacked an important target in the Saudi capital, Riyadh, on Thursday using a ballistic missile and drones. A tropical depression that is forecast to reach near hurricane intensity early next week has formed off of South Florida. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Tropical Depression 19 formed Friday. Forecasters say the system could become a tropical storm before it moves inland over South Florida early Saturday. It is expected to reach tropical storm status by Sunday and could approach near hurricane strength in coming days heading into the Gulf of Mexico. People from the Florida panhandle to southeastern Louisiana urged to keep watch out for the storm. And more than 912,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. There are now more than 28.3 million confirmed infections worldwide. The NFL's new stance encouraging players to take a stand against racial injustice got its first test as some fans of the Super Bowl champions Kansas City Chiefs booed during a moment of silence to promote the cause, touching off a fresh debate on how players should use their voice. Controversy erupted Thursday night, just moments before the league's 101st season kicked off. After the Houston Texans remained in the locker room during the national anthem, fans booed them when they emerged from the tunnel at its conclusion. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.